Let us now all collectively move into a short meditation and then receive a channel from Kryon to come. So I invite you to close your eyes so that you can attune to the energy of your soul. We have just given a statement that you are indeed a divine creation with a soul that has no beginning and no end. And this divine soul with no beginning and no end, it is with you, connected to you, 24/7. There is never a moment, never a breath that you take where your soul is not there for you and connected with you. And so this brief meditation of closing our eyes is simply to feel, sense, perceive, know, have awareness of that divine peace and part of ourselves. For the love you feel, whenever you feel that energy, that emotion of love, it emanates from your soul. And in this soul energy that we are attuning to now, let us invite the wonderful magnetic master of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is humanity evolving? Is the human being actually still in evolution? When we speak of evolution, when you hear the word, what does it mean? Normally, you would speak of species evolving, changing the way they look, how they act, and what they do in the cycles that are needed. And on this planet, you can see the evolution of species so clearly, so much. Then you look at a human being and you say, well, really, what has taken place? You see the pictures of perceived cavemen and all of that, and you have the cycle of evolution, perhaps of the human being going from something that stooped over to upright and all of that. That is the picture you see in evolution. That's not what I'm talking about. Are we evolving, we, consciousness, on Earth, human beings? Are human beings evolving in consciousness? That is the evolution that we speak of. That's the evolution that we have spoken of for 35 years. Now, evolution carries with it assumptions. And the assumptions are these. You need time. If anything is going to evolve from one state to another, what you have been taught is there's normally generations involved that must learn from the past generations. Biology, which morphs and changes, and does so because things work better, and therefore they're kept. Things that don't are cast aside. This is the evolution of species. You can see it clearly, even in your lifetime, among certain ones. That's not what we're speaking of. What if it didn't take time? What if it is measured instead by what happens on this planet from an esoteric soul level, energetic level? And it does. 35 years ago, dear ones, I came onto this planet with my partner who sits in front of you, and I told you, there would be a shift. There would be that which changes human consciousness. So potent would this be, so clear would this be, that I had my partner title his first book, The End Times. This was in the early 90s. The book carried with it an energy. People wanted to read all about it. And then they realized that the title was about the end of an old time called humanity's old consciousness. It was the forerunner of telling you in cryptic ways what was going to happen to human consciousness. Later, it was portrayed to you that there would be the shift called the precession of the equinoxes, representing a 26,000-year cycle on the planet, which affected consciousness. And for those who are listening and saying, well, that's awfully esoteric, where is that in the history book? I will say it is in the history book of the indigenous. They've even scratched it on rocks for you to see. They predicted it. The psychics, the shamans of old, they predicted it. And here it is. This is what I predicted for you, even in that first book. A shift of consciousness that might happen even as quickly as in a 36-year window, which you are currently in at the moment. How is that for quick evolution? There are those listening to this who would ask this question. If humanity is evolving, like you say, Kryon, if there is a consciousness evolvement into a better, higher consciousness, where is it? I look around the earth and I only see old things. I see old things that were always there. I see immense greed. I see war, you might say. I see old consciousness of control everywhere. I don't see compassion. I don't see kindness. Let me tell you something. Have you realized when you say, I only see, what are you looking at? Did you go places and interview? Do you have a camera that is taking pictures? And the answer is, you get it from your media. And that is what it's reporting. Only the old stuff that makes you buy the products around it. Are you getting this? This planet is starting to evolve in compassion and light. I have given you so many indications in the past. Even one that you can look at that's obvious without the shift is happening. We've given you this one as well before. It's a fun one to imagine. And I've said, Mom, Dad, what are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to go over to the castle and take your family and have a picnic and watch a beheading? Because you did a few hundred years ago. That was a family outing. And now you look at that with abhorrence. You say, we don't do that anymore. Really? What has happened? Did you grow up a little? Did you just decide it wasn't fun? Or was there a consciousness shift of integrity, of humanism? Maybe so. Dear one, so many things are taking place right now, not being reported in your news. You're not going to find it on social media either, because it's not necessarily all that spectacular. But it's happening. Today's program will all be about empathy. There are so many of you who are empaths. You feel so many things. And we're addressing that even here in your evolution. Let me give you a new tool, one that you can try out and put on, one that is needed for all of those of you who hide in corners because it's too tough to come out and feel all that which is around you. For those of you who are bothered so greatly, don't watch the news anymore because it's so painful to watch people in trouble. You will find that light workers and old souls of high consciousness and high vibration fall often into this category. So empathic are you, it is difficult for you to exist in a world where so many things are happening in this battle of dark and light that we told you about. I have a new tool for you. It is part of your evolution. Now stop for a moment. Do you remember the prophecy I gave you not too long ago? It was the prophecy that old souls and light workers are starting to have a time capsule within them be released. This time capsule, on target right now, has to do with that which has been embedded into your DNA for a very long time, waiting for this shift to occur. You might say the antennas of your biology have picked up that which is being projected to you from the nodes and the nulls of this planet, from those from the stars who said it's time to awaken, this planet's changing. You are the front line. You are the front runners of it. And here you are starting to change from within. We told you that the attributes of mastery, instructions for mastery, are embedded in you, always have been, and the old energy of this planet has never let them come out, beat them up, and now it's time. You're watching more compassion, more kindness. You're watching humans look at themselves and say different things about themselves. They're worthy to be here. They're going to make choices they never chose before. Someday it may overthrow governments because the governments will be seen as old energy greed mongers. Oh, really? That may be happening already, you say. I hear you thinking. And kind, compassionate citizens may decide a whole new system of choosing their leaders. That's how profound this will become and where it's going. But right now, I have a new tool for you. For the empath, for the things that you're going to learn today in this program, the coming information, it's valuable, it's beautiful. I have another tool for you as well. I would like to introduce the light jacket. Now this, dear ones, is something esoteric, but that's who's watching this show. This particular channeling is designed to go to those who are light workers and old souls and who are interested in what's happening to them right now on this planet. That's what this channel was designed to be for. That's who it was designed to communicate with. So if that's you, listen up. There's a beautiful jacket. It's an iridescent jacket. And what I mean by that is when you put it on, it seems to shimmer. It is one that shimmers and reflects and absorbs. And the reflection and the absorption rate are controlled through you. I want you to put on this jacket for a moment and feel how beautiful it is. It's a light jacket. A light jacket. And that is meaning the brilliance of a shining light jacket. And you put this on, and I'll tell you what it does. It's the new fortressing jacket. It's the one that reflects all of the unwanted energy for you. It does not choose what is unwanted, you do. It melds with your consciousness of empathy, and you can walk in the middle of a crowd. And it will absorb only the things that enhance you, only the things that are kind and compassion, compassionate, that are commensurate with your soul and your consciousness. You can walk in a dark place, and it is there shining light and reflecting anything that is not appropriate for your magnificence. I hear the questions. How do I put it on? What does it look like? There are even those who are so grounded in the media, they'll say, and what does it cost? Tell you what, this is something all of you have earned and you can use right now. And I want you to start practicing. That is the key. How does it work? Claim it, allow it, put it on, and try it out. And you may come back from the crowd experience saying, I'm not really sure it worked. Then do it again. Allow it, expect it to work. Give intent for the light jacket to work for you. And it will. Because you earned it. You earned it. Because you're here on purpose. You are the next superhuman, dear ones. Your light jacket is here on time, on purpose. It is part of what you would call the next evolutionary cycle, which must be applied to those who are empaths on the world, those who are sensitive to everything that is consciousness. Try it. Remember, please, here are the attributes. Allow it. Believe it, give intent for it, put it on. Then go out to where you don't want to be to try it out. And when you walk around, smile and say, dear jacket, thank you for being here for me. I've waited a long time for this one. I'm just fine with everything that's going on around me. True or not true? You be the judge. I will tell you this, there are many who already have it, who are already using it, who already recognized it. That's who you are, dear ones. I am crying in love with you all. Yes, humans are evolving. And so it is.